support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Happy first day of February, and this is the WSIU Almanac. Despite being divorced in real life, Sonny and Cher resumed their variety television show on this day in 1976. Peter Jennings becomes an anchor of ABC's Nightly News Today in 1965, the youngest anchor on a U.S. major network newscast. Locally, Mentors for Kids is a nonprofit group which serves six counties in southern Illinois, Franklin, Gallatin, Jefferson, Saline, Williamson, and White counties. And the group provides mentoring and volunteering adults to work with kids in these six counties. The phone number, 618-252-1012. An official who is part of a team that works in the southern 22 counties of Illinois, ensuring safe drinking water, gave a talk several weeks ago at the Carbondale Science Center on the importance of the work they do. And Chris Johnston with the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency pointed out something that many of us can take for granted. A safe, clean glass of drinking water is their mandate.
There are certain types of chemicals. There's volatile organic chemicals, which are more like gasoline. There's synthetic organic chemicals like fertilizers or chemicals. Those are tested on a less frequent basis than, say, bacteria, which can be immediately harmful to human health. We want the public to have safe drinking water. That's why the agency exists.
The Red Cross encourages you to give blood tomorrow at Mount Vernon between 8 and 5 at Crossroads Community Hospital in Mount Vernon. And that's your WSIU Almanac. Happy first day of the month. Good Wednesday morning. Today is February the 1st. And on the WSIU Almanac, in 1920, on this day, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police was formed. If you're looking to enhance your gardening skills, tomorrow you can sit at your desk at noon and tune in to another U of I Extension Service weekly webinars. And the title of tomorrow's personal development program is Slow Flowers, Small-Scale Cut Flower Production. And the expert is Candace Hart. She is an extension educator with the U of I Extension Service. To sign up, see the link on our website. You can also call the Murfreesboro office of the U of I Extension Service at 687-1727. And these Small Farms Winter Webinar Series run every Thursday through March the 30th. And Nathan Johanning, who works out of the Murfreesboro office of the Extension Service, points out that these are a good way to increase your overall knowledge of things that you are currently growing and maybe increase your awareness of some new garden produce you've never considered.
And basically, this is to give local growers, especially small-scale growers, information on specific topics. So we have a wide variety of topics. And so our goal is just to delve into those subjects on around an hour or so webinar, plus a little time for question and answers, just to help provide more information for those that want to explore growing those crops or are growing them and want to learn more.
Next month, the Olney Chamber of Commerce has an event to benefit the community. It's Ladies Night 2017 at the Holiday, and it's planned for March the 7th. And that's the WSIU Almanac for the 1st of February. Enjoy the day.